This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush is surely making his grades as the education president. Will the Democrats help him succeed, or do they hope he flunks out? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, this month, President Bush released his thoughtful plan for a new generation of American schools. The proposal calls for comprehensive national testing, research into new forms of public schools, some fresh alternatives which merge education with social services. There's even a back to basics in schools section that focuses right on adult illiteracy and improving job skills. Ted, the president's program calls for better and more accountable schools at every single level. Even my friend Colorado Governor Roy Romer, the Democrat spokesman for the Governors Association, gave the president's plan a high five thumbs up. The real question is, are you going to help President Bush or pout over there in the corner wearing your dunce cap?
Al, you're really out of it today. You've even got your hand signals mixed up. Either you give a high five or you give a thumbs up, but you can't give both at the same time. On education, you Rip Van Winkle Republicans are finally waking up to the crisis. We'd be farther along towards our education goals today if this cooperation from the administration had begun in 1981 instead of 1991. Unfortunately, some of the administration's proposals will do more harm than good. I support school choice, but it's wrong to use choice in a way that tampers with a basic distinction between public and private schools, or that violates separation between church and state. Restoring excellence won't be easy or cheap. That's not the way we won the war in the Persian Gulf, and it's not the way we'll win the battle for better education. Let the debate begin, Al, and may the best ideas prevail. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the appalling human tragedy of the Kurdish people in Iraq. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.